WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on this Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, and it is Wet Nose Wednesday. We will be joined by Melissa MJ Vieira of MJ's Pet Training Academy coming up in the 8:30 slot. So right after the 8:30 news, we'll be talking with her about Wet Nose Wednesday, including her awesome new article today that you can read at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Regarding Cookie, a dog at the Fairhaven Animal Shelter who is looking for her forever home, but instead of just profiling the dog, Melissa also profiled the trainer, the volunteer trainer, who's helping to prepare Cookie for her forever home. So definitely want to check out that story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, and you want to check out the photos, especially because Cookie is adorable. Looks like the happiest dog you'll ever see and looking for a home. So we'll talk about Cookie and more with Melissa coming up after the 8:30 news for Wet Nose Wednesday. And by the way, if you ever adopt any of the pets that we feature on Wet Nose Wednesday, please let me know. We'd love to follow up with you later on and see how it's working out and share with everybody that pet has been given a home. And we talk a lot about dogs in the Wet Nose Wednesday segment. At least we have the first few weeks here, but we are going to be featuring all different kinds of pets. And keep in mind that there are many different types of pets in your local shelters. It's not just about dogs. It's not just about cats. So if you're somebody that has been thinking about, you know, I'd like to get a Russian tortoise, well, keep an eye out because there are Russian tortoises that need rescue. Maybe you want to get a lizard. Maybe you want to get a bird. A rabbit. The local shelters end up with far more than just dogs and cats. We tend to feature the dogs and cats a lot because, you know, we want to feature the ones that are still in the shelter that are looking for their forever home. But they get all different kinds of pets. And if there's something that you're looking for, let them know. Then they can reach out to you if they get one in. So we'll talk pets coming up in the 8:30 hour. Later on in the 8:30 segment, later on in this hour, we'll have today's edition of the Gen X Files brought to you by Just Another Phoenix in Dartmouth. And of course, the phone lines are open, 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app if you want to reach out that way. I guess I should throw out a Thanksgiving-related question. We can do some heavy lifting with some heavy topics this morning. Things such as, I don't know if you saw this story. This came from WMUR had it originally, and WCVB has it as well. But the mother of White House spokesperson Carolyn Leavitt's nephew was arrested by ICE in Revere. So Caroline Leavitt's brother is not with this woman. They had a child together, but he is married to somebody else. And while the mother is still in the child's life, he lives with the father and his new wife. But this woman was arrested by ICE. There's also that story of the family that was attacked at the Square One Mall in Saugus. Police are still seeking the suspect in that case. We can talk more about that as well. But, you know, for a more lighthearted Thanksgiving-related topic, we have the story from Mike Roberts last week that stuffing is America's favorite Thanksgiving side dish. And I believe that. I honestly think more people get excited about the stuffing than they do the turkey. And I'd probably include myself in that too. I don't have a whole bunch of stuffing, but I make sure I definitely have some. And then when I have my turkey sandwiches, you know, after Thanksgiving, they gotta have stuffing on them. I like the stuffing, the cranberry sauce, butternut squash, turkey and mayo. That's what I like on my Thanksgiving sandwich. But maybe even some yams. I've thrown yams on the sandwich. But not if they have like the marshmallows and stuff on them. They just gotta be the straight yams. But I'll ask, instead of asking what's your favorite side dish, I'll just ask, what's your favorite part of the Thanksgiving meal? What's the thing that you got to have on Thanksgiving? For some people, it's whole berried cranberry sauce. For some people, it's jellied. I like jellied better than whole berry. In fact, I'm totally fine if it still looks like the can when you serve it. And then we can just slice it, you know? I love the stuffing. I love the yams. I love the butternut squash. Lukewarm on mashed potatoes. They're all right, but I probably won't have a lot of them. And then any other vegetables, corn, peas, unnecessary in my mind. The butternut squash and the yams are all I need. And then I guess some people like the green bean casserole, not me. The green bean almondine, not me. Not a big green beans person anyway. I don't dislike them, but I don't really go for them either. If they come with a meal, I'll eat them, but generally they're not my choice. And I love the little pearl onions. You know, not everybody has them on their Thanksgiving table, but I love them. And then I love to finish off my Thanksgiving meal, you know, not right after, but a while after, with a nice little cup of eggnog. Normally, Thanksgiving is the first day that I have eggnog for the season, but we did a video a couple of weeks ago when Arutis Dairy dropped off some samples for us to try because Fun 107 was featuring them. And so they brought some coffee milk and some regular milk and some eggnog. And Gazelle has a longstanding tradition over there at Fun 107 of challenging interns to a eggnog chugging contest. And since there were no interns around that day, he challenged me and just barely beat me. It was close. Thankfully, Aruta's eggnog is not overly heavy. But I was still feeling that the rest of the day. 508-996-0500. So I had mentioned that story about the Square One Mall. And this was just a scary situation. So a family was leaving the Square One Mall Monday night. That's in Saugus. And there were two men about 18 to 20 years old dressed in black and wearing black beanie-style hats and masks. The family had gone to the mall to buy a puppy for her son, the woman's son who had just turned 11. She left the mall with her sons and grandson at 8 p.m., and as they got closer to the vehicle, they saw two masked men, one of whom was already inside the vehicle. And then one of the men punched the 11-year-old boy in the stomach before fleeing the area. So police are still searching for these suspects. An interesting piece in this WCVB story is the woman, the mother, says she recognized the masked suspects. So we'll definitely let you know more about that story if we hear anything else. But imagine that. Imagine coming out of the mall and seeing two masked men rummaging through your car. Now, I used to not be a lock my car kind of guy. I never had anything valuable in there, so I never worried about it, you know, outside of like maybe somebody's going to steal a couple of my cassette tapes. So I didn't really worry about it. My first Trans Am, the motor was broken on the window, and I used to have to use a dustpan. I would shove a dustpan in the window to keep it in place when I was driving. So once I had it down, thankfully it wouldn't fall all the way in the door. So it would just go down to a certain degree so I could still put the window down, because it didn't have air conditioning or T-tops or anything. But then once it was down, unless it was raining, I would just leave the window down. So I'd be parking it, you know, in the driveway with the window down. Never had a problem. Again, used to always keep my cars unlocked. Never had a problem. Years later, moved to the last neighborhood I lived in Wareham, and by that point, I was married, and my wife had her car, and I had my car. And again, you know, I wasn't locking my car because we're in a quiet residential neighborhood. It was technically a private neighborhood, although that's not, you know, nothing fancy. It was just because it was on the pond, and we didn't want people coming and using our beach. So we agreed to, the people of the neighborhood had agreed to be responsible for their own plowing in order to keep the road private. That's really all that it meant. Meant nobody could come in and use the beach, and then because it was private, the town wouldn't plow. We had to pay for a plow out of our membership dues. So here I am thinking, you know, we're pretty safe here. It's okay if I leave my car unlocked. Well, I wasn't counting on the thief living in the neighborhood. And there were some punk kids that were breaking into people's cars, you know, going into people's cars. And again, my car wasn't locked. My wife's car was. And somehow they got in and they stole her Sirius XM antenna. No, they just cut it. That's right. They didn't get in the car. They cut the antenna. And that's what they did to her car because it was locked. And I was like, what a just jerk move to do. Like, why would you even have to do that? And that meant I had to go get another one and rewire it and all of that. And then we were in the drive-thru at the Burger King one day, getting some chicken nuggets for our son. And there in front of us, the car in front of us has a bunch of kids, and it turns out to be the kids that did this. And they're like yelling out the window, "Hey, how's your Sirius XM?" And everybody in the neighborhood knew it was them. So in this neighborhood, people had a tendency to keep little fridges on their back deck with beers in it because, you know, it's a summer party time kind of neighborhood. And these kids would go into people's yards and steal the beers out of their fridges. Just horrible kids. And then they were caught breaking into somebody's house. Like, literally, police showed up. They had their legs hanging out the window. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Imagine that. Imagine walking out of the store and seeing somebody in your car. Just the fear you must have in that moment. And then to have one of them punch your 11-year-old son in the stomach. All right, I'm going to take a break here, 508-996-0500. Before I go into the break, you might not be thinking about it today because it's not exactly a sunny day. But if you have been thinking about going solar, remember, the time is running out to take advantage of those tax credits for going solar. They expire at the end of this year. So if you want to find out more about that and get the ball rolling, or at least even just find out if you're a good fit for solar or not, Isaacson Solar can answer all your questions about it. So if you haven't already put up your holiday lights and you're going to be putting them up this weekend and you're already dreading that electric bill. Just think about all the people who have already gone solar with Isaacson. They've paid off their panels, and now they're getting paid for going solar. So not only are they not paying to have their lights on, their Christmas lights on, but they're still getting paid by the electric company who's buying the energy they're creating. That could be you. But to start off, you have to talk to Isaacson Solar about it all. And you can do that by reaching out to them on their website, isaacsonsolar.com, I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com. We'll be back in a few moments. Stick around.
Did you know that when you make time to do three simple things each day with your children, talking, reading, and singing, you're helping to shape and strengthen their brains for the years to come? I love to look at the pictures in a book and notice little details about the characters. I pause along the way to ask my child to wonder about how they might feel. When you ask open-ended questions like, what do you notice? Or what do you think will happen next? You're inviting them to be curious. All these rich conversations help develop both their vocabularies and their thinking skills. And it's a great way for you and your child to bond and discover the world together. As a father, helping my child is the most important thing to me. Each of us has the power to create a strong start for our children by talking, reading, and singing with them from the moment they're born and help them to enter school ready to learn and succeed in life. Visit talkingisteaching.org for free tips, resources, and ideas on how to transform everyday moments into magical moments for learning.
Diane from Michigan, a disabled senior citizen trying to get by. Henry from Florida, a veteran fighting to make ends meet. Elena from Arizona, a mother struggling to feed her daughter. Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year, like Diane, Henry, and Elena. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Wake up weekday mornings with the Tim Weisberg Show, 1420 AM and 99.5 FM, WBSM.
New York City Mayor-elect Mamdani raising $2 million for the transition of power, a North Carolina man accused of setting a woman on fire, and the president has made his Thanksgiving turkey pardon.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Home prices are rising slower than the rate of inflation for the fourth straight month. The latest S&P Case-Shiller National Home Price Index posted a 1.3% annual gain for September, which is down slightly from the previous month. September's CPI came in at 1.7% above housing. All 20 metro areas recorded monthly declines as high mortgage rates keep many homebuyers on the sidelines. Chicago, New York, and Boston enjoyed the largest annual gains. Tampa posted the sharpest drop in home prices. New York City Mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani says he's already raised $2 million for a people-powered transition.
Mamdani says more than 25,000 donors have contributed an average of $75 each over the last 20 days to ensure that he'll be ready to deliver on day one. In contrast, he says, the average donation for the Adams transition was more than $1,000 and close to $2,400 for de Blasio. Mamdani says the money raised is reflective of the city and its support for his affordability agenda. He also notes that more than 70,000 people, averaging 28 years old, have applied for jobs in his administration. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
The Thanksgiving travel rush is in high gear. The TSA expects to screen over 18 million flyers between now and Tuesday as the busiest travel holiday week, with 52,000 flights scheduled nationwide. Officials say air traffic control staffing is back to pre-government shutdown levels and flights are largely on schedule. And if you are flying, there are rules to what foods you can bring on your airplane.
The TSA says most Thanksgiving dinner items can pass through checkpoints. They say pack meat, cooked or raw, in your carry-on, as well as pies, brownies, stuffing, and casseroles. They say the only issue really comes with liquid or semi-solid items like gravy or sauce. Those need to be completely frozen at the checkpoint, or they'll make you throw them out. And know that nibbling on a cooked turkey on the plane is kind of frowned upon. I'm Bree Tennis.
A North Carolina man is accused of dousing a woman with rubbing alcohol and setting her on fire over a beer. According to reports, the victim allegedly told officers that 56-year-old Patrick Tyson said that he would set her on fire if she didn't get him a beer. Authorities say the fire caused damage to the carpet and the couch, but police noted that only the victim's shirt was burned during the incident, not her body. Tyson was arrested and is scheduled to appear in court on Monday. A pair of turkeys were pardoned by the president yesterday at the White House. The turkeys named Gobble and Waddle got their paperwork signed by the Trump administration yesterday in the Rose Garden.
In a few moments, I will grant a full, absolute, and unconditional presidential pardon to two handsome Thanksgiving turkeys. And this is their lucky day. This is a lucky day for them.
Trump took a shot at former President Biden, saying that the turkey pardons last year were determined to be invalid because they were signed by an auto pen. Trump joked that he signed the new pardons for the 2024 birds, saving them from slaughter. Trump went on to wish every American a happy Thanksgiving. First Lady Melania Trump also took part in the tradition. There's a recall for some cheese products.
The FDA says Boar's Head is recalling some cheese products that may have traces of listeria, the contamination being listed as class one, which means you could get seriously sick. Boar's Head graded Pecorino Romano with sell-by dates now into early March, and also FS graded Romano cheese. The FDA says that cheese was also used for the Everroast grab-and-go salads and wraps distributed to Kroger locations in Kentucky and Indiana. I'm Jack Crumley.
Elton John says he's hopeful science will one day help him get back his full vision. In an interview with Variety, the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer said he's lost vision in his right eye and his left eye is not doing so well after getting an eye infection last year. He said there's hope and he has to adjust and be patient. John said that he is still able to perform and he gets messages of support from fellow music icons like Paul McCartney, Pete Townsend, and Mick Jagger. It was announced on Tuesday that Elton John will headline Brazil's Rock in Rio Music Festival next September.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
The Celtics host the Pistons this afternoon at 5 o'clock. Bruins are in New York with the Islanders at 7.
Now, your WPRI 12 forecast, brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
Mostly cloudy, very mild and humid for today with occasional showers, some areas of fog as well. High temperatures in the upper 50s to near 60. Cloudy this evening with scattered showers and gradual clearing late, low temp down to 38. Mostly sunny, breezy, much cooler on Thanksgiving Thursday, a high of 47. Partly sunny, windy, much colder Friday with a high only near 40. For WBSM, I'm 12 News Chief Meteorologist Tony Petraca.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
This is Casey Kasem with DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince rapping about pollution.
It's pathetic, the air that we've been breathing today. Straight up, man, we can't live in a world this way. I mean, people just littering, they must be on some mission. But we gotta do it since the adults won't listen. Now this is the worst here. I know what you mean. We can't swim in this mess, let's keep the water clean.
Send in your pollution solutions and receive a free poster. Write Pollution Solutions, P.O. Box 96090, Washington, D.C. 20090.
The Gen X Files.
All right, let's take a look at some of the events that mattered most to 80s and 90s kids on this date. The Gen X Files are brought to you by Just Another Phoenix in Dartmouth. We'll start with celebrity birthdays. Fleetwood Mac bassist John McVie is celebrating his 80th birthday today. Actor Dougray Scott is 60, while actresses Garcelle Bouvet and Kristen Bauer both turn 59. When it comes to birthdays, it's another one for DJ Khaled, who is 50 today. Singer Natasha Bedingfield is 44, and actress Jessica Camacho celebrates her 43rd birthday today. In 1965, after cleaning a church in Stockbridge, Massachusetts, where they had a Thanksgiving dinner that can't be beat the day before, Arlo Guthrie and a friend clean up the place but toss the trash down a hill when they can't find an open dump. They were arrested, fined $25 each, and forced to pick up the garbage. When they returned to the church, Guthrie writes Alice's Restaurant Massacre about the incident, embellishing some details. We'll be playing it on WBSM three times on Thanksgiving at noon, 3 p.m., and 6 p.m. On November 26, 1976, the Sex Pistols released their debut single, Anarchy in the UK. It became an anthem for disenfranchised youth around the world. It marked the group's only release under EMI Records. They were dropped 2 months later after a profanity-laced appearance on live television. In 1977, The Hobbit, produced by Rankin Bass, was shown on NBC. In 1983, Quiet Riot's Metal Health hits number one in America, becoming the first heavy metal album to reach the top spot. It's one of just six albums to top the chart in 1983, as Thriller at 22 weeks and The Police's Synchronicity at 17 weeks had most of the chart locked up for the year. In 1983, six gunmen broke into the Brinks Mat warehouse at Heathrow Airport, making off with 3 tons of gold bars valued at almost $48 million. From a modern perspective, that would be worth over $125 million today. Most of that gold was never recovered. In 1989, MTV's Unplugged series premiered with an episode featuring the band Squeeze. Jules Shear hosted the first season. In 1991, Michael Jackson released Dangerous, his eighth studio album. I will do anything, girl, you need only if I'll make love to you. Like you. In 1994, Boys to Men make it 14 weeks at number one with I'll Make Love to You, tying Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You for the longest running number one in the Hot 100 history. The previous record was also held by Boys to Men with End of the Road at number one for 13 weeks. Also on November 26th, 1994, the Eagles started a 2-week run at number one on the U.S. album chart with Hell Freezes Over. The album name is a reference to a quote by Don Henley after the band's breakup in 1980. He commented that that's when the band would play together again, when hell froze over. In 1999, Lisa Left Eye Lopez issued a challenge to her TLC bandmates, proposing that they each make solo albums, with the winner determined by the sales totals. In 2002, actor and major Elvis fan Nicolas Cage divorced the King's daughter, Lisa Marie Presley, after less than 4 months of marriage, citing, quote, irreconcilable differences. In 2003, the Concorde made its final flight over Bristol, England. 2008, Atlantic Records became the first major label whose digital sales surpassed its CD sales. Downloads of music and ringtones now account for more than half of Atlantic's U.S. sales. On this date in 2008, Guns N' Roses' Chinese Democracy album failed to achieve massive first-week sales numbers, and Axl Rose pointed the finger at Dr. Pepper for not having honored its promise made back in March 2008, when the soda company had offered everybody in the U.S. a free can of soda if Guns N' Roses released the album, which had been announced by Axl Rose for many years. And in 2016, the Kensington Prince Island Police Department made a Facebook post threatening drunk drivers with Nickelback. The post read, on top of a hefty fine, a criminal charge, and a year's driving suspension, we'll also provide you with a bonus gift of playing the officer's copy of Nickelback and the Cruiser on the way to jail. The constable who posted it later apologized. That's the Gen X Files for November 26, 2025, brought to you by Just Another Phoenix in Dartmouth, where you can join the Just Another Star Club Rewards Program. All right, let's take a phone call here, 508-996-0500. Good morning, you're on WBSM.
How are you today?
Morning, how you doing?
It's not too bad outside. You don't even need a jacket.
No, and it looks like I'm seeing a little bit of blue sky here, so it looks like some breakup in the rain clouds here.
Yeah, I think it's going to be nice now. So these are the last calls for you today, so Turkey is long gone?
Yeah, and we'll be back till Monday.
So you're getting Turkey Day? You're getting Friday? How come you can't come to work on Friday?
It's a company holiday, company day off.
Oh, it is. And it just happens to be right after Turkey Day.
Well, that's why they made it a company day off.
So now, the cheese has got bacteria in it. I just heard it on the news, and I, you know, I don't buy that expensive cheese like that. I buy the cheap stuff, and it's just as good. I mean, maybe if I really see something, oh, yeah, I think I'll pay like $95 for that little one-inch square of cheese. But no, I don't do that. If it's something I really like, cherries, you don't get cherries every day at the store. They disappear for a long, long time. They have a certain time that the store brings them in. I love cherries. I can't seem to get them, like, all the time.
Yeah, just that brief window of time when you can get them.
I know. It's terrible. So you feel like, oh, this will probably be the only time I get them. I'd better get 35 pounds of them. No, that don't work for me. And I just heard you say something. I'm pretty sure I heard you say it a few minutes ago when you were talking about you didn't lock your car. And then you said something like, we didn't want anybody using our beach. Nobody has the right to own a beach. Come on.
I mean, it wasn't my decision. That was made decades before I lived there.
Yeah, but you're calling it your beach. Listen, God created the beaches for everybody. They're beautiful.
Actually, the residents of the neighborhood made the beach. So before that, there was no beach, and they went down and they built the beach.
Oh, come on. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in that instance, but not all the time. People who buy mansions that are on the beach and it's their beach. Nobody's allowed to go over there. It's a bunch of crap. They'd be arresting me all the time if I was living near somebody that owned a beach because I'm going to go over there. When I was living in Fairhaven, I went down Whedon Road. And then if you keep on going, there's like a little area. There's like a little beach there. And I saw the sign. There was a sign there. The house was beautiful and all. I just walked right through it. I went right over to the water. People were walking their dogs and all. Then nothing happened until I was coming back out. The guy could have hollered and yelled and screamed and says, hey, lady, out of here. Didn't you see that sign? And I did see the sign. But he didn't talk to me like that. He was very nice about it. He was an older man. He says, you know, this is a private area over here. I said, yes, sir, but I just had this big urge to, you know, get near the water today. He says, that's okay. Don't do it again, though. I said, okay. But when I left, it bothered me that, you know, another human can just say things like that. Yeah, get off. It's our beach, you know. I don't like that. Well, nobody should have to own a beach. It's not fair.
Yeah, but if it's private property, it's private property.
What I'm saying is you shouldn't be allowed to buy a beach. Is what I'm saying. It's not fair.
But if I buy property that abuts a pond, then that's my property.
You just have to fight me all the way on everything. So you're telling me you owned, you lived in a beautiful place that was that close to a beach, huh? You got a lot of money or what?
No. I lived in a house that I paid $950 a month for.
Then it wasn't your beach.
It was the association's beach. I was part of the association.
Things like that really make me mad, you know.
Well, what had happened was they created this beach. The residents, you know, they went and there's actually three beaches in the neighborhood. So they went and they cleaned these all up, you know, pulled up all the brush and, you know, brought in sand and made these nice little beaches. And then what would happen is there was another neighborhood a little bit further down the road, and the people from that neighborhood, they had their own beaches, but they would still come into our neighborhood and use ours, and they would drink, and they'd leave broken glass all over the place and dirty diapers, and they were terrible to it. So what happened was the association that was maintaining those beaches said to the town, how can we keep the people from coming to these beaches? And they said, the only way you can do that is to become a private neighborhood. But if you do that, you're responsible for your own road repair and upkeep. And so that's the decision that they made. And then later, town meeting passed a law that said that all paved roads in the town had to be plowed by the town because there was complaints that some weren't getting done enough. And so then we had to make it so that the roads were public again, but we still maintained that private beach status.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just don't kind of like that whole idea. And one last thing on the news I've been hearing over and over and over again. I wonder how this is going to work out. That homeless people, I think it was for the homeless, that they were going to be allowed to use their SNAP benefits to go to Burger King. And
it's anybody with SNAP benefits.
Oh, anyone?
Mm-hmm.
I thought I read something that said for the homeless people that have SNAP.
No, as far as I know, in Massachusetts, if you have those benefits, you can use them at certain locations, certain chains. It was a big controversy. Okay. So when I lived in that private neighborhood, there was a 7-Eleven near there, and there was you know, they had the hot food section. And they put signs up in the window that said, you know, now accepting EBT cards for those hot food purchases.
Yeah, I was going to mention the hot food.
And people are losing their minds over it.
The thing is, this is what I think. If they're going to allow people to use SNAP benefits and go into places like Burger King and McDonald's or whatever, I feel that they're going to use up their benefit way faster. They're not going to be able to do that every day for 30 days till they get another benefit. I think it would be more. It seems people say, well, it's cheap to go eat out, but lately it's not been cheap. And with me, it's not the money because I don't eat that junk anyway. So I'm lucky that I'm not hooked on stuff like that, thank God. But I mean, to use SNAP benefits, in originally it was meant for shopping, for food. But I don't know. You know, some people that are in tent city. Now, I never saw this with my own eyes, but a friend of mine who knows a lot of people that are homeless in the woods over there, they have generators over there. And they can cook stuff up for them. Not all of them. Yeah, my friend knows at least two people. They're a couple. And they have a generator with them. And she said, oh, they're cooking all the time, and other people are starting to bother them now. Oh, could you cook this for me? Could you, you know? I mean, how much, even a small generator? Well, what does that cost? I don't know.
I mean, you can get them. It depends if you get them used or if you get them brand new. Brand new, I think they're like around $200.
Well, that doesn't sound that bad. But if they can squeeze $200, I mean, if you're getting food stamps, you're not supposed to be having all kind of money to go out and buy generators.
Well, where are they getting them from? Is the question.
Oh, that I don't know. Right now, I think I'm in the mood to get a small toaster oven. I had a small. I think I want the next one up. I want something that I can actually make a meatloaf in it, because the small ones are just too small. And they are called toaster ovens, so I guess they think you're just going to make toast in it. I make all kinds of stuff, so I don't have to dirty the big stove. You know, the oven. So it's just me. I'm alone. Yeah, if I was going to cook a big turkey,
I made meatloaf in the air fryer. I made ribs in the air fryer. I made all kinds of stuff.
My favorite for the air fryer are the chicken wings. Do you know? Oh, I should have said this first off because my time's running out now. But the Market Basket is not selling chicken wings anymore. You can only get the little party wings, the little wing with the little drumstick. No, I don't want that. I want chicken wings, not pieces and pots. And I just spoke to the guy that runs the whole meat department in the back there, and I said, go get your boss. The guy came out. I says, am I hearing right? I asked the guy where the chicken wings have gone, because I haven't found any for a while. He says, no, man, we're not getting that anymore. Why in the world could that be? He didn't even have an answer for me.
I don't know, but you should go to the butcher shop. They got big chicken wings there.
Yeah, I know, but I hate to come out and say I'm going to pay more over there, but I don't like the ones that at Walmart, in Dartmouth, they think they're a grocery store. They're really not. Half of their meat is rotten.
But you are somebody who cares about the quality, and you care about the... So I think, you know, paying a little bit more is worth it for you.
Well, let me know when you're ready to buy me some. I'll be at your door.
All right.
Have a good holiday. All those days off you have. No aggravation from me. Aren't you happy?
Yeah, that's all right. You can still aggravate me on Facebook.
Yeah, I could do that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Thank you for waking me up.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Have a great time. Bye-bye.
All right, I got to get a break in here. We'll be back in a few moments.
This portion of programming on WBSM brought to you by South Coast Health, Advanced Medicine, More Care. Waking up with the Tim Weisberg Show. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app.
Informer, you know, say that I'm a snow, me, I go blam. Ali keep boom boom damn. Take the man that say that I'm a snow, me, stamp somewhere down the lane. Ali keep boom boom damn. Informer, you know, say that I'm a snow, me, I go blam. Ali keep boom boom damn. Take the man that says that I'm a snowman, stab somewhere down the lane. I like you, boom, boom, damn. Informer, you know, say that I'm a snowman, I go glam. I like you, boom, boom, damn. Take the man that says that I'm a snowman, stab somewhere down the lane. I like you, boom, boom, damn. He said I'm a little homie, now they blow down my door. Rainy cup, I chew through my windows.
so they put me in the back of the car at the station. From that point on, I reached my destination. Where the destination reaching out of East Detention. Where the look down my pants, look up my bottom. So informer, you know, say that I'm a snowman, I go glam.
And welcome back. And, you know, I mentioned with Mary a few moments ago, the butcher shop. And if you are looking for something to put on the Thanksgiving table that's a little bit different, why not stop in and get a nice prime rib? Get a nice tomahawk steak? Something like that? Oh, yeah. Imagine having one of those over the weekend, right? And the butcher shop will be open tomorrow until noon, not only for the people that want to come and do pickups of their platters and turkeys that they ordered, but also for those who want to get some last minute things like your beer and wine needs and whatever else you might want to bring to Thanksgiving. So stop by and see them at 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. And don't forget, whenever you have a party, whenever you have a get together, they always offer platter options and they can put together something that would be perfect for your get together. So as we've got all the holiday parties that are going to be coming up after Thanksgiving, keep the butcher shop at the top of your mind as the place to go for everything you need for that. 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. All right, I got one more break I got to squeeze in here before the end of the hour. We'll be right back. All right, we're going to be heading into the new